Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. So, I want to talk with you this morning about shadows. Okay? Did you notice there was a shadow that was mentioned in one of our readings today? Did you notice that? But before I get to that, I want to ask you a question here. So what can shadows do? Make you scared. That's a very good point. And I'm going to show you a little video here. I can't wait to show you this video, okay? What else can shadows do? Yeah? So I'm sorry, what? Oh, yeah, okay. Replicate all your movements, okay? Good, yeah. What else can shadows do? What? Yeah, they copy our movements, don't they? Everything you do, your shadow does. There's my shadow right there. See, it's doing everything I do. Look at this. All right. Here's what I thought about, okay? I thought about how shadows can entertain us. Do you ever make shadows on the wall? Do you do that sometimes? How do you make a bird? Make a shadow on the wall. Okay, you said shadows can frighten us, right? Watch this little girl here, okay? Let's see, I hope we got sound with this too. Watch this. Oh, poor little girl. Were you ever scared of your shadow?
No.
No? Okay. All right. But shadows can also do something else. Look what these cows are doing. What are they doing? They're staying cool in the shadow of the tree, aren't they? Shadows can cool us down, right? And also, look at this guy. That big old elephant, right? We don't even really think about this all that much, but shadows can help us understand the shape of things. You see the elephant, you see one side is shadowed, one side is light, and that tells you a lot of information about the thing. We don't even really think about it, but shadows are important for helping us understand the shape of things, the size of things, and all of that. Yeah, you got... Oh, yeah. Well, do you think a shadow can heal a person of his sickness? Did you see what we read in the Bible reading today? Look at this. And listen to this. See that shadow on that man? Okay? Listen to this. Many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people. They even carried out the sick into the streets, and they laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them, and they were all healed. Whoa! That's amazing. A shadow that can heal you? Can shadows ordinarily do that? I've never been healed by a shadow, right? But Peter's shadow could do that, and do you know why? Because Jesus was with Peter, his apostle, in a very special way, right? Jesus wanted Peter to preach the good news of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. But he also did signs and wonders, amazing things, even with Peter's shadow, so the people would know that the message was true. Right? So, yeah? Well, that's Peter's shadow. Okay? Jesus, by this time, has risen and he's ascended, and that's Peter's shadow. And it apparently healed people. But, you know, it shouldn't surprise us, really. Because think about some other times in the Bibles when we read about shadows. Remember when it was time for the Christ to be born? And what do we read? The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you," right? Overshadow you, and therefore the child to be born will be called holy. See what the shadow of God can do? When God wants a shadow to do something, it's powerful, isn't it? Or think about this one. A cloud came. This is on the Mount of Transfiguration. And a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." God spoke to the people out of the shadow of that cloud. Amazing. Or how about this one? Long before Peter walked the earth, the psalmist said, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." A shadow that is a fortress. A shadow that protects you. Can this shadow protect me at all from anything? It can't protect me. But can God's shadow protect us?
Yes,
He's God, isn't it? The shadow of God protects us. But I want to tell you about one more shadow, the best shadow of all. The life and the death of Jesus Christ have cast a long shadow in which you and I are healed. We live in that shadow. Isaiah says, by His stripes, by His wounds, we are healed. A shadow that heals us. We live in the shadow of the cross, and in that shadow we are healed of our sins. And we are forgiven and set free because Jesus gave His life for us. And so I would say that's the very best shadow of all, isn't it? The shadow of the cross that we live in which we are healed. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that in Peter's shadow you mightily healed your people. And thank you that in the shadow of the cross we are healed of our sins and given new life. Help me all the days of my life to live in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming up today and thinking about shadows with me.